This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel's military confirming on Thursday its forces stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israelis' fire killed a patient and wounded six others at the complex. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser hospital in Khan Yunis.
We have credible intelligence.
The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Chama.
President Vladimir Putin said that Russia would prefer to see U.S. President Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as a more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
While Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies, the reasons for Putin's positive comments on President Biden are unclear. He is the more experienced person. He is predictable. He is a politician of the old formation. But we will work with any U.S. leader who the American people have confidence in. Putin's comments made during an interview with Russian state television Wednesday were unusual for Biden, a fierce critic of the Russian leader who frequently praised former President Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, tried to turn what the Russian leader said into his favor at a campaign rally Wednesday night, calling Putin's statement a great compliment. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States does not see signs of an imminent war by North Korea despite incredibly dangerous activities in recent months and its refusal to engage in diplomatic talks with the U.S., according to a top U.S. official. Earlier this week, North Korea carried out its fifth cruise missile launch of the year, which came just days ahead of a joint U.S.-Japan missile defense training exercise scheduled for next week. In Tokyo, a Japanese official issued a cautionary statement regarding North Korea's escalating capabilities. Donald Trump's hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled, with the jury selection starting on March 25th. A judge ruled Thursday, turning aside requests for delay from the former president's defense lawyers. We get more from the AP's Julie Walker.
That decision from the New York judge overseeing his hush money trial, the former president calling it election interference, speaking from the hallway outside the courtroom.
I'll be here during the day and I'll be campaigning during the night.
The Republican presidential frontrunner is also under indictment in Washington, D.C. and Georgia for election interference and Florida for mishandling classified documents. This New York case brought by the Manhattan DA about alleged payments to keep extramarital affairs from coming out during the 2016 election, which Trump denies, is considered the least legally perilous of the four. In Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
A vigil was held in Kansas City Thursday night in support of the victims of the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one woman who was a well-known DJ and injured more than 20 other people. Police said a dispute may have led to the shooting as gunshots rang out at the end of the celebration outside the city's historic Union Station. Police have detained three people as their investigation continues. The Italian Senate has given final approval to an agreement with Albania to house migrants during the process of their asylum requests. Under the five-year deal, Albania would shelter up to 3,000 migrants at a time in two centers while Italy fast-tracks their asylum requests. The right-wing government of Premier Giorgia Meloni has hailed the agreement as a sign of European solidarity, and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has endorsed it. But human rights groups have expressed concern that Italy is outsourcing its international obligations. And Elon Musk is looking to move the legal home of SpaceX to Texas from Delaware after a judge in that state voided the billionaire's $55.8 billion Tesla pay package. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.